My name is Catherine Haas. I work for the Office of Blood, Organ, and Other Tissue Safety at CDC. My presentation is about the surveillance of transfusion-transmitted infections among pathogen reduction technology-treated apheresis platelets reported to NHSN's hemovigilance module. So transfusion-transmitted infections, or TTIs, have public health importance because they can be quite severe and include death. Detection of infected blood donors is limited by blood donor questionnaires, testing methods, and available information about infectious agents. PRT can be used to reduce the risk of TTIs, which may break through screening, for which there's no screening test available, and for those that may not be recognized thus far. So here's a list of TTIs that have occurred and are routinely screened for, and the pathogens that are routinely screened are highlighted in yellow. So epidemiologic risk factor screening of donors is used to gauge infectious risk disease through questionnaires. Laboratory testing is performed on all donations. However, donor screening and testing reduces but cannot eliminate the infectious risk of blood transfusion. So pathogen reduction, or PRT, is a process that uses a chemical agent and UV light to prevent DNA and RNA replication of viruses, bacteria, and parasites, which basically renders them inactive. Blood products treated with PRT would have a reduced risk of infectious agent transmission due to the reduced burden of infectious agent in the product. As a result, some of the tests that we currently use could be discontinued, such as CMV and bacterial testing. PRT was approved by FDA in 2014 for apheresis platelets and plasma products. Facilities began reporting PRT-treated blood products to the hemovigilance module in January 2016 to allow for tracking of transfusion reactions associated with PRT blood products. So public health surveillance is accomplished through NHSN. As many of you probably know, NHSN is an internet-based surveillance system operated by CDC, used to track healthcare-associated events, including transfusion reactions. These data are reported to the hemovigilance module. So these are the transfusion reactions that we track in the hemovigilance module, and this talk will primarily focus on TTIs. So facilities report TTIs per event and include how well the case matched the case definition, how severe the reaction was, and the imputability, which is the relationship between the transfusion and the reaction. Facilities also report the total number of transfused apheresis blood products and whether or not that product was PRT treated. So we analyzed data reported from January 2016 to December 2016. A facility's data was included if they reported 1 month of transfusion reaction data and the total number of components transfused for the same month. We looked at TTIs associated with PRT and non-PRT treated apheresis platelets. So we calculated the occurrence of TTIs associated with PRT treated and non-PRT treated apheresis platelets that occurred per 100,000 units transfused. So here are the results. There were 231,000 transfused apheresis platelets during the study period, and 13 TTIs associated with apheresis platelets for a rate of 5.62 TTIs per 100,000 units transfused. All TTIs were associated with non-PRT-treated apheresis platelets for a rate of 5.66 TTIs per 100,000 units transfused. And there were over 1,800 PRT-treated apheresis platelets reported, so the occurrence of TTIs among PRT-treated products is lower than that of non-PRT-treated products. So while the rate of PRT-treated apheresis platelets is lower than non-PRT-treated products, we are unable to conclude that PRT-treated products reduces the number of TTIs, in part because reporting of PRT-treated products has just begun, and these are preliminary data from the first year reporting. There's a limited amount of data available, likely due to the voluntary participation in the hemovigilance module and limited implementation of this new technology. These numbers are likely to change as more data is available. So in conclusion, TTIs result in substantial morbidity and mortality in the U.S. Donor screening reduces but cannot eliminate the infectious risk of blood transfusions, and PRT may address the residual risk of TTIs not prevented by donor screening. Based on preliminary data, PRT-treated apheresis platelets are not associated with TTIs, unlike non-PRT-treated apheresis platelets. Surveillance of TTIs and PRT-treated treated blood unit should continue in order to monitor the effectiveness of PRT and to reduce the morbidity and mortality among transfusion recipients. So I'd just like to acknowledge my team, and for more information, that's it.